Watch, Brown star Garrett facing NFL discipline after outburst. By AP on November 15, 2019. Cleveland, AP, Myles Garrett swung a helmet. The NFL will soon swing back at the Cleveland Browns star. Garrett could be facing an unprecedented league suspension for his violent outburst Thursday night, when he ripped off Pittsburgh quarterback Mason Rudolph's helmet and clubbed him on the head during the final seconds of Cleveland's 21-7 win. Garrett's shocking actions on national TV will come with a price. It's possible the league could come down hard on the former number one overall pick, who made strides in cleaning up his game after picking up some personal fouls earlier this season. Following the game, Garrett was contrite, but the damage was already done. "What I did was foolish, and I shouldn't have allowed myself to slip like that," Garrett said softly. "It's out of character. It's now out of his hands, and it's possible the league could end Garrett's season by docking him a final six games." In 2006, Tennessee's Albert Haynesworth was suspended 5 games after he stomped on Dallas Cowboys center Andre Gerode's head. Haynesworth's punishment is the longest for on-field behavior in league history. After pulling Rudolph down with 8 seconds to go following a short pass, Garrett wrestled with Pittsburgh's QB on the ground with both players grabbing at each other's heads. When they got to their feet, Garrett ripped off Rudolph's helmet and swung wildly, hitting the second-year QB on top of the head. Garrett was thrown to the ground by Steelers guard David DeCastro and center Marquise Pouncey threw punches and kicked Garrett in the head as players from both sidelines poured onto the field in a scene that goes to the top of the list of skirmishes in the bitter Pittsburgh-Cleveland rivalry. The Steelers were livid about Garrett's conduct. "I don't know how he got to the point that it's okay to use a helmet as a weapon," said Steelers defensive tackle Cameron Hayward. "I know we play a sport that's violent, but it should never have gotten handled like that. That dumb stuff shouldn't be allowed. For someone to use a helmet as a weapon is uncalled for." Garrett, Pouncey and Browns defensive tackle Larry Ogunjobi were ejected in all-face league discipline. Browns coach Freddie Kitchens said Garrett apologized to him and the defensive end said he intends to talk to his teammates. "The next time I see them, I'll address them," he said. "I am hurting my whole team with what I did, and it could come back to bite us. I don't know what kind of repercussion I face, but I have to be better." The Browns will visit the Steelers on November 14. "You have to be able to maintain your composure in times like that, and under no circumstances do we want anything to do with anything like that," Kitchen said. "I am embarrassed. Miles is embarrassed. It is not good. He understands what he did, he understands it is totally unacceptable, and we have to get through it." The Browns have been among the league's most penalized teams, and their lack of discipline has been a poor reflection on Kitchens in his first year as coach. Cleveland committed 8 penalties for 121 yards against the Steelers, and Browns defensive backs delivered 2 helmet-to-helmet blows that gave concussions to Steelers wide receivers. The second such shot was by Browns safety Demarius Randall, who lowered his head and delivered a nasty hit on Steelers rookie Diontae Johnson, who suffered a concussion and had blood coming from one ear. Kitchens took issue with the idea his team is reckless, and said he was disappointed for his other players. "We have 5 seconds to go in a game. That cannot happen," he said. "We have 5 seconds to go in a game, the biggest game that this team has won. Never beat Baltimore and Pittsburgh in the same year since 1999, and then we have to talk about this. There are 52 other guys on the team that hurt, and it is going to hurt moving forward. We do not condone that. Miles understands what he did wrong."